Well, here we are, day five. It's come round very quickly here at Scandia Sail for Gold Regatta and in the hub of the radio station here. Matt Sheehan back off of the water. Good day?
Yeah, it was a very good day. And, of course, there was plenty of breeze. The breeze held up. Good racing, very close. But, of course, the story of today is it's crunch day for a lot of people. Only the best 10 will go through to the medal racing tomorrow. So that's what we're going to be looking at today. And I guess we start with the 49ers. There's some pretty close action over there.
There certainly was, yes. That was the featured class of the day on the tracking. And I think the people that were around that cut at 10th suddenly stepped up.
Yeah, they certainly did. I mean, you could just feel we were out on the commentary boat all day on that gold course for the 49er. And you could just feel the tension in the morning. There were two general recalls. The race officer had to calm the whole situation down by making a black flag start. That seemed to have an effect. And then we got underway. But the result of four races was a bit of a change around, really. Further down at the top, we got Outridge and Jensen, the Australian team, who are in a commanding position. They're a long way ahead of their opponents. They're on 56 points. Second place, Christidis and Hansen, the French team. They're down at 72 points. So the Australians already with a clear lead over the second place boat as they go into the medal race tomorrow. But look what happens underneath that. Stevie Morrison and Ben Rhodes hauled themselves up into third place today. They're on 84 points, so they're in a very strong position as well. But underneath them, by just 2 points, Peacock and Pink, another British team. Underneath them, Paul Brotherton and Mark Asquith, another British team. Then it's Will Phillips and Sam Phillips, the Australian team, who are just behind them by 1 point. Then it's Chris Draper and Peter Greenhouse by a couple more points. Then it's Evans and Powis, another British team, and so the list goes on. The other thing that sticks out in this best of 10 selection for tomorrow's medal race is look where the Sabello brothers are. They're normally right at the front of the fleet, but they're currently lying in ninth, so a big turnaround in the 49ers.
Yes, big troubles for them, and they've had an up and down performance. As you say, they won here. They started here with the first, but it hasn't been like that all the way through, has it?
Certainly hasn't.
Okay, 49ers, from 49ers to 470 men, and that was interesting sailing again for them. Perfect conditions this morning, but it sort of deteriorated a little bit in the afternoon, but good sailing.
Yep, and the cream rose to the top again in this fleet. We see the French pairing of Pierre Le Boucher and Vincent Garros. They're currently leading overall on 36 points, and just behind them on 41 points is Belcher and Page, the Australian world champions in the 470 class. So those two dominating the top end of the 470 men's fleet. And for those who want to know what happened in the British camp, another big change around. Nick Rogers and Chris Grube come up into fifth overall, overtaking Luke Patience and Stuart Bithell. So there's going to be a real battle there tomorrow on the medal race course.
Yeah, Luke Patience and Stuart Bithell down to eighth with some 80 points, a long way behind the leaders, and no real chance of getting anywhere near the medal table. Okay, moving on to 470 women, and again, Britain's been leading in that field for most of the week.
Indeed they have, but today saw a little bit of a drop by Hannah Mills and Saskia Clark, who had been leading the class. They're now third overall, but leading the class is Jo Ailey and Olivia Parry, the Kiwi sailors, who've stepped out into the lead with 42 points. Their nearest rival in second place, the French pair, who have 58 points, and that is Camille Lecointre and Mathilde Guéron, who are in second overall there, and then it's Saskia Clark and Hannah Mills.
Right, that's the position there, and that those leaders, the Kiwis, have got a 16-point lead, so as long as they don't finish any lower than seventh, they have the gold.
They do look good indeed. Just again, looking from a British perspective, looking further down the line, Mills and Clark's main opposition as far as getting a place in the British Olympic team, Penny Clark and Katrina Hughes, they're down in ninth, so they just get into the medal race format, but it's going to be an interesting battle between those two tomorrow as well.
Very much so. And, look at that. Saskia Clark and Hannah Mills having to count a 34th amongst their scores, and that was the last race of the day, so not a very good result for them.
Here's a more predictable picture then. When you move on to the Finn, guess who's at the top? Of course, it's Ben Ainslie. Ben Ainslie having an absolutely storming week this week. He's on 22 points, and the closest to him is Giles Scott, who's on 38 points. So Ben with a clear lead over Giles Scott. Then there's Ivan Gaspic, and then there's Ed in third, and then there's Ed Wright in fourth. So a bit of a battle going on, but the real battle is not for first, it's for second, third and fourth.
And our American friend Zach Raley just managed to scrape in. He had a bit of a bad day and has had a bad week, really, up and down results, but it just gets into the top 10 for Zach Raley. Okay, that's the Finn class, and I'm sure there were many more individual stories within there. How about then the Lasers?
Well, it's another familiar sight at the top of the table. It's the Australian Tom Slingsby who leads the field. He leads the field by quite a comfortable margin, 37 points to 45 over Andrew Murdoch from New Zealand, who's currently lying in second. But look who's pulled himself up into third, having had a pretty tough time this week. It's Paul Goodison in third, 46 points, just 1 point behind Andrew Murdoch. Expect some sparks to fly tomorrow.
But Tom Slingsby with a fairly comfortable margin there, 37 points to 45. So he only has to be in again the top five and he'll secure his gold once again.
Indeed he will. And another person of note, again from a British perspective, is Nick Thompson, who gets into the medal racing. He's eighth, but it's very interesting that all week we've been talking about can Paul Goodison actually climb back above Nick Thompson, because Nick Thompson has been leading Paul Goodison all this week. Paul knows how dangerous Nick Thompson is. He won self a gold in the Lasers last year, but he has managed to pull himself up. I'm really looking forward to this match tomorrow.
Okay, that's the Laser Men. Over in Laser Radials, again, the good ones seem to have bubbled through to the top on a Friday.
They certainly have. It's Merit Baumeister from Holland, who is again at the head of the table. She's so frequently there. And we have Evie Van Acker, who is in second, the Belgian sailor. So it's 38 points to Baumeister and 44 to Van Acker. So still fairly close there. It's still not over. And there's the Irish girl, Annalisa Murphy, who did some superb racing earlier on during the week, but had to post some rather serious results later on, which forced her to carry some of the lower results she had before. She had a 37th today, which put her down. But she's still up in the top three. That's pretty impressive. Looking further down, we have Charlotte Dobson, who's currently in fifth, and Alison Young, who's in seventh. So two strong British contenders in the medal racing for tomorrow.
The performance of the week, though, has to be the Irish, I think, for me, Annalise Murphy. She got a first in the last race there, and a few more firsts as well. So an up-and-down performance, but great skill there to be third going into this. And 57 points, she's in with a real good chance of a medal here.
Absolutely, and I think looking at the bigger picture, looking further ahead, this is one name to keep an eye on, because come the Olympics, I think she's going to be a force to be reckoned with.
Okay, that's the radios. How about in the very fast sailboarders, which are racing in the harbour here all the time, the RSX?
Well, they've had a cracking week, really. I mean, there's been very little wind whacking going on. They haven't had to pump their way around the course. They've had plenty of breeze to scorch their way around, and scorching his way around at the front of the fleet, who just about holds first place, is JP Tobin from New Zealand. He's on 23 points. Nick Dempsey, who reckons he's sailing as fast as he's ever sailed, or faster than he's ever sailed, is 1 point behind him on 24 points. That is going to be quite a battle tomorrow.
Yeah, he also finished off the race, last race today, with a first. So Nick Dempsey up to silver medal position, but only 1 point behind JP Tobin. That's going to be an interesting set of racing out there. And also the silver and bronze are pretty much close as well. There's Van Rysselberg from Holland again, and the Polish sailor as well, too. Hot racing in the sailboards tomorrow.
It's going to look very good indeed.
RSX women then. Bryony Shaw, of course, a British interest there. How's she been doing?
Well, she's currently lying eighth overall, so she hasn't managed to pull herself right to the front, but she is in the medal racing. And looking at the points separation, it's looking very difficult for her, if not impossible for her, to get in the medals, to be honest, because the leaders are joint leaders. There's the Polish sailor. I'll allow you to pronounce
Zofia Klepaka from Poland in first place on 33 points. Then it's Marina Alabo from Spain on 33. On 46 points, it's another Polish sailor, actually, Jarowski.
So it looks like it's a battle between those three. Well, actually, no, there's a fourth place of 48 points. Lee Koritz from Israel. Yes, she's been sailing extremely well this week. And then it's a bit of a step, a bit of a jump in points to 59 points to Blanca Manchon. But it doesn't look like Bryony Shaw is in the medals, even if she has a stellar performance tomorrow.
No, 73 points, her score up to 33 is an impossible task. 20 points is the maximum you can you get tomorrow, but you could just get two. Okay, next up, it's the interesting one for British fans. The gold medalists struggling all week. They started out with mast troubles a few weeks ago. They still had mast troubles at the beginning of the week. And I think it's been the same story all the way through.
Yes, it has. Ian Percy and Andrew Simpson, as you say, really struggling to haul themselves up. But haul themselves up they have. They've got themselves up to fifth overall. So they're definitely in the medal racing tomorrow. They are in contention a bit, although, having said that, they're on 76 points, and the leaders, I should say, Robert Scheidt and Bruno Prada, they're on 32 points. So I think that means that Ian Percy and Andrew Simpson, at best, could get a bronze. So a disappointing week for them in that respect. It has to be said that they're not facing any competition, any UK competition, as far as a place is concerned, but try telling them that. They still want to win. They're not going to be able to win. Third is the best that they could possibly do. Hats off to Robert Scheidt and Bruno Prada this week, because they have just been consistently out at the front of this fleet. And another team that have been consistently up there is Freddie Loof and Max Salminen, who currently lie in second place, but they're on equal points with Robert Scheidt and Bruno Prada. So another match where sparks could fly.
Yep, it's only gold and silver for those two, because no one else can get anywhere near them. The next in third place is the Italians, Negri and Voltolini, on 62 points. So I'm 30 points clear at the top of the table there.
And they have Polish sailors behind them on 69 points, so it looks like the battle is going to be for third between those two teams.
Yeah, so Negri, Voltolini, Kuznerowicz and Zicki from Poland, and the Brits, Ian Percy and Andrew Simpson, all fighting out for bronze in the star class.
Further down that list, just looking down this list, we've got Richard Clark and Tyler Bjorn from Canada. They've been up in the frame all week, so no surprise to see them up in sixth. We've got Guillaume Florent and Pascal Rambo in seventh. They've been putting in some good performances, and so the list goes on. Looks like an exciting day tomorrow in the stars.
Okay, a brief look at the match racing, and then, of course, we can look at the actual results of the Paralympic classes. But in women's match racing, it was a quarterfinal and semifinal day. A bunch of cracking races out there, but all very much recognisable names out there. But coming through to go into the finals, it is our own Lucy McGregor.
It is.
Racing against the USA's Anna Tunnicliffe. That's the final situation there. And a good set of races, 186 races all told. They've just got a few more to go on the boat out there on the racing. We don't have those results for us because they still haven't been posted up. They're always very different there because it's quite a separate kind of racing, isn't it, match racing? But anyway, it's Lucy McGregor against Anna Tunnicliffe for the silver and gold places. Okay, on to Paralympics.
And as we scroll across the Paralympic results, in the 2.4 metre class, well, guess who's at the top? It's the guy who won the event last year, Damien Seguin from France. He has a narrow lead over André Rademaker from Holland of just 1 point. And then just behind him by a few more points is Terry Schmitter. He's also Dutch, and he's currently in third place. So an interesting battle. We were watching and covering their racing today out here, and these three are inseparable around the course.
Yep, so the gold went to Damien Seguin, the silver to André Rademaker, and Thierry Schmitter is the bronze person in the 2.4s. Let's move on now to the Scud 18s, and the medals were dished out like this.
Daniel Fitzgibbon and Liesl Tisch in the Australian team, they won. They were at the front most of the week, and they finished on just 9 points at the end of their racing, beating Alexandra Rickham and Nikki Burrell from the UK, who were on 13 points.
Jamie Dunross from Australia gets the bronze, sailing with Rachel Cox. And just ought to mention that Liesl Tetsch is only her second regatta with Fitzgibbon, so they've done very well.
Yeah, very impressive performance indeed, especially given it was a breezy week. And these boats in particular, the Scud 18s, are very tricky boats to sail when it's breezy. They're quite tippy, they've got quite a lot of sail error. It was very exciting to watch, but hats off to those who won.
Now, a British name that we've been watching all week in the sonars has been Hannah Stodel, and we can now reveal that the gold medalist is
John Robertson, Hannah Stodel, and Steve Thomas. They take the gold in the sonars.
Yeah, quite clear, but only 3 points the difference in the end from Udo Hessels, Marcel van Veen, and Mischa Rossen. They are the silver medalists. And from France, it's Bruno Joudrin, Eric Flagule, and Nicolas Vimont-Vickery. They are the bronze medalists. And that is the rundown of the results in the Paralympics here.
Indeed. So looking ahead to tomorrow, it is, as we say, medal race day tomorrow. What kind of weather are we expecting? Well, sort of similar to today. 10 to 14 knots, that was the forecast we saw. You couldn't really ask for an awful lot more.
Yeah, very much a non-June weather we've had here. Normally June would be flat calm.
Yeah, well, it has been in the past. It would also be an awful lot warmer than it was bashing up wind. But I don't hear anybody complaining around here. There's been some fantastic racing so far this week, and I think we're in store for some more tomorrow.